Schneider is proud to announce two new easy ways to connect with driver recruiting: live chat and text to chat. Quickly get your questions answered and your job interview set up. But for everyone's safety, never while driving. Live chat is now available at schneiderjobs.com. Chat live today to find different driving jobs near you, or text chat, C-H-A-T, to 28000. That's live chat at schneiderjobs.com or text chat to 28000.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So, are there any other things you need me to talk about, or I could do an ad for something I really like lotion? You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Don't miss it.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Chicago Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs have been a 500 team since the All-Star break, and they were 500 this past weekend, splitting a series with the Padres. Tonight, they are in Kansas City to start a series with the Kansas City Royals, of course. Kauffman Stadium is the home of the pregame show with Zach Zabin at 6:40 this evening. Cole Hamels on the bump for the North Siders. Chris Bryant still hasn't swung a bat since he was placed on the disabled list 2 weeks ago with a shoulder injury. There is no timetable set for his return. To the White Sox, they've won four straight games. They return home tonight to open up a set with the New York Yankees, Dylan Covey, and Lance Lynn, the starters this evening. Football, another morning of practice today for the Bears down in Bourbonnais as they prepare for Thursday's preseason matchup with the Bengals. And still no update on the contract negotiations between the team and linebacker Roquan Smith. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Royals at 6:40. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore that offers everything you need for barbecuing.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
A guy like Anthony Miller, who's a rookie coming into this thing, you can slowly start to see that he's starting to understand the why. And when that happens now he gets the timing down, and then him and the quarterback are on the same page in the role.
Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it's important to note that when Matt Nagy says understand the why, he means W-H-Y. He doesn't mean the Y position, which is the inline tight end position. Yep. So don't get all confused. What? He's playing tight end? He's playing the Y? No, he means the why.
No, he's not playing the how, which is the people either. That's a different acronym altogether.
Don't start. Don't get into PJ Fleck
on this.
It's a
different conversation. Words don't mean what you think they mean. They mean other things, despite them being in an acronym. I know we're awaiting our Bears surprise here in just a few minutes, but Pro Football Talk has a report out. Have you seen this? I don't know if this came out late last night or yesterday. Per multiple sources, the Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame, is currently considering a requirement that candidates for enshrinement commit to showing up for the Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony before the selection committee makes its final choices.
What?
Yeah.
The
Hall of Fame is so hurt by the fact that T.O. didn't want to show up after being scrubbed from the Hall of Fame for 3 seasons.
So it's conditional
for things
now?
That they shouldn't have been taking into account in the first place.
So they won't put you in the Hall of Fame unless you agree to come there?
And that's before they let you know who your Hall of Famers are going to be.
Who does that help?
It helps Hall of Fame voters is who it helps. It helps the Hall of Fame. It helps them save some face because they think they've lost some. It's just
who said we wanted to talk to this guy? You just brought him over here? Oh, all right. I guess so. Fine.
Literally all week long we've been asking, how are you?
Anthony Miller, Chicago Bears rookie wide receiver, joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. How's it going?
Going good.
So when you are playing again. We were talking to Kevin Fishbein earlier, who was mentioning that you like to go up against Prince Amukamara, go up against Kyle Fuller. Are you handling the physicality of the jam now, of this pro line of scrimmage, rather than the college free releases?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, those guys, they mix it up a lot. So I got to be on my P's and Q's when I step to the line. They might try to jam me, or they might just be patient off the line. So they give me a lot. And so I have to just have my mind right when I step on that line.
Now, speaking of being given a lot, you've been lining up in the slot. You've been lining up outside as well. That's a lot of responsibilities, a lot of concepts to understand as you're starting to digest this new offense. How soon did you realize that you would have that kind of versatility already?
I knew it was going to be like that because Coach Nagy, he came from that type of offense where he just moves guys around, and I'm that type of guy. And in my position, I'm either in the backfield or I'm coming in motion, I'm in the slot, I'm outside, so I'm going to be everywhere, and it's exactly what I expected.
That's got to be a lot of learning. It's got to be a lot of focus on those positions and those routes. We were talking about Mitchell Trubisky and how, you know, he's kind of worked together with his receiver some about how once he feels comfortable, he starts teaching the offense. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you've seen some of that from him, you know, you guys both being in your first year with this offense, and whether you're kind of learning it to a point where you're able to teach it some too, or if that's how you kind of absorb offense or not.
Yeah, that's how Mitch works. He'll coach us both on the field and off the field, whether it's you know we might be in the film room, or you know, it might be in a walkthrough. Mm-hmm. He's always on it. He's not just concerned about his position, he's concerned about each and every guy's position, and that's what makes him a great quarterback, and we're just following his lead.
Are you learning how to block in a way that you're going to have to in this offense too? Because you know, it's always fun when you know you're getting the ball, but some of the most important things you're going to do are going to be on the backside of a play sometimes.
Oh yeah, for sure. We got a lot of great backs. You know, they're capable of busting a big run at any time, and you know, we're going to get our catches and our passes, you know what I mean? But when it's time to block, you know, we got to be willing to, you know, strap up and put the pads on.
Who are you learning most from in your position group? I mean, because this is a new system for the Bears, for everybody here, I wonder, you know, who's taking lead and who's kind of been that the top dog there?
Well, we're in our group, there's no just top dog, because we're all learning this offense, and we're all doing this together. You know, we got veterans in our group like A-Rob, you know, Taylor Gabriel, Josh Bellamy. You know, those guys, they step up every once in a while, and you know, they'll get us together. But all in all, we're a group, and you know, we're just getting better each and every day.
One thing we've enjoyed doing, particularly with young professional athletes who've always grown up with video, with YouTube, and having available at your fingertips things you want to watch. Any wide receivers that just in your idle time you might say, I want to watch this guy's footwork, I want to watch his hand placement, anybody with maybe a similar body type or a game after whom you could model yours?
Well, I'm pretty, a lot of people say I'm similar to Steve Smith, you know, AB, those type guys. You know, I could either play physical or, you know, I could give you some feet. A guy I watch a lot is Chad Johnson, actually. He has the best feet, in my opinion, of any receiver in history. His feet are just incredible. And I go to his videos for a lot of moves, actually.
So is that at the top of the route stem? Is that getting top, into the route?
Yeah, top of the route, the beginning of the route, everything, his releases, everything. He's just so tight and so fast to be that big, so.
It's interesting you mentioned Steve Smith, too, because we, after you were drafted, we had a couple of guests on, wanted to get to know, you know, your game a little bit. So we talked to Kenny Dillingham, a guy that you worked with in college, and he brought up Steve Smith. Like, I don't know that he was on for more than 2 minutes before he brought up Steve Smith. And I wonder if you can kind of tell me about your relationship with Kenny and how that kind of grew. He seemed to be, he was a giant fan of yours, no doubt.
Yeah, well, Kenny, he's a coach that, he was always there, you know. He would give us great explanations on plays, how to run them. He was a guy, he knew the offense like the back of his hand, so we would always go to him for advice on certain routes and stuff like that. And he's going to be a great coach for years to come.
It can be a lonely position sometimes because you can't control when you get the ball. Like I say, you could run three terrific routes and be open a couple times and go back to the huddle and say, hey, come on, man. You know, it's time to eat. How is this offense going to make sure everybody is part of everything? Because there's a lot of people that need a lot of mouths to feed in this offense right now.
Well, if there's any offense, that gets people the ball, it's this offense. Whether you're a running back or a wide receiver or a tight end, you're going to get the ball in this offense. We just have so many concepts, so many routes, so many plays, where it's just a lot of possibilities, you know. So every guy on this team, they understand that. And no one's selfish. You know, we all want run our routes full speed. We block full speed. And, you know, everything's going to fall into place if everyone's doing their job.
When we were here, I think 2 weeks ago, something like that, it was the first day that you guys had run red zone stuff, goal line stuff, really. Yeah. And it sounded like a lot of stuff was out of the shotgun. It sounded like things, you know, Mitch was kind of set back from the line a little bit like that. And I was kind of wondering, we saw a few reps, but not many. We had to come here and start the show at 9 o'clock. And I was wondering, you know, your philosophy as a receiver your size in goal line kind of stuff. You know, some of that back shoulder fade stuff to, you know, 6'4" receivers may or may not be there for you. I wonder, you know, how you've kind of come up working goal line situations, especially in an offense where it's going to be a little bit more, you know, spread, shotgun type stuff.
Well, a guy my size, when I get down there, it's all about the footwork. You know, not many guys have elite footwork, you know what I mean? So when you step to them, you know, and just give them a lot, you know, they're going to bite on something. So, you know, that's how I get open. You know, I don't use my size too much in the red zone. So.
I like the way you phrase it, though. Give them feet.
Yeah.
You're giving it to them. You're bestowing it upon them. It's a gift is what it is. You're not taking anything from them. You're just here. Here's some feet. Would you like some feet? I have some feet for you. Enjoy these feet for the next little while. We're talking with Anthony Miller, rookie wide receiver on the Bears. What about adjusting to the fact that this is your job now? There's no going to class. This is it. You are a professional football player and putting your life together. You know, getting a home and figuring out how to get to the practice facility. All that. Have you really sort of thought it through once camp breaks?
Yeah, it's been great. Me being a rookie, I think I've adjusted pretty well to what's expected of me, and I want more. You know what I mean? It just doesn't stop here. I'm expected to do a lot, and I'm gonna exceed the expectations. You know, I'm ready for any challenge.
You guys had a chance. I know Matt Nagy, your head coach, had a reworked practice schedule some so you guys could watch the Hall of Fame festivities and the speeches and whatnot. He mentioned some of what Brian Urlacher said and how impactful, how helpful I guess that was for guys. How did you take that day and watching the inductions and the speeches and the enshrinement ceremonies?
Well, watching his, you know, speech, it really inspired me to go even harder, because he's a guy, he stands for a lot, you know what I mean? And he's a very respectful guy, and he just goes out there and work each and every play. And that's why he has that gold jacket on now. And he not only did it for himself, but for his teammates as well.
So. You came in to camp this year, and I know immediately on draft day, everybody around you said, look, Anthony's confident, and he is not afraid to talk to you. He's not afraid to tell you that he's going to be good. Did you get any pushback from guys on the defense? Did you get? Is there how much trash talking? How much did they want to knock you down a little bit? Say, oh, okay, all right, we hear what everybody's saying. We hear what you're saying. Let's go.
Yeah, that's every day, man. I talk every day. I'm gonna talk smack every day. I'm gonna try to fire you up as much as possible.
How much research you do to make sure you're being creative out
there? Yeah. I might do that around game time. You know, I might. Sure. Uh-huh. Go to your background a little bit, but during practice, you know, I just got a few in the bag that I'll pull out. But you know, we're all competing at the end of the day, and you know, that brings the best out of guys when you might make a play on them and talk a little to them, and that fires them up a little bit. It kind of turns practice up. So,
what's the best thing that you've heard said to you? Anything that made you like stop and laugh?
I don't know. I think Eddie Jackson, you know, we talk a lot. Me and Eddie Jackson. He told me today, he was like, you ain't even scored today. And I was like, man, come on. come on, man. I score every day. But it's just stuff like that. Some stuff said out there I can't say on the radio. But yeah, it's a lot, but we just get that work in at the end of the day.
So speaking of trash talking, then, and in your position specifically, you get a unique opportunity to match up against somebody like that. You are what, 23 years 23. Old as a rookie, so I don't know how much of you know T.O.'s career, Randy Moss's career, who you watched going to the Hall of Fame. We all watched going to the Hall of Fame over the weekend. But if I had to put you down, one or the other, T.O. or Randy Moss.
That's tough, man.
Well, of course, they're gold jacket wearers.
I'm going to have to go with Randy, though.
Okay.
Because, you know, he was just nice, man. He outran people like crazy. He was crazy. I think he ran a 4-1. Am mm-hmm. I correct?
Well, it's also what he did with the back shoulder stuff. Because it wasn't even called back shoulder throw when he started doing it. And Randall Cunningham, it was just called the deliberate underthrow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Over time, it evolved into being referred to as back shoulder. So I wonder, Steph, for you, because of your size-speed ratio, are you a go-up-and-get-it guy, a run-under-it guy, or both?
Either one. Both. I could, just put it in the air. I'm going to go get it. That's my job as a receiver, just to go get the ball, and however he puts it, I'm going to go get it.
How about Javon Wims' performance in that first game? It was really impressive. Yeah. I wonder if he's moving up the ladder a little bit to get a look with maybe a next group.
Yeah, he most definitely is. He's already getting looks with the next group.
Really?
With
the twos or the ones?
With the ones. With
Javon
ones.
Wims?
Yeah.
Well, news here.
And he's always been capable of doing that. Most people, they got a first glimpse of that in that game, but we've been seeing that since the off season.
Watching his tape from college when he got drafted, I knew Wims. I've watched a lot of Georgia football, but dude, him in the red zone, he's
a
turns into a different person.
Yeah,
or maybe he is that person all the time. I don't know, but he clicks it up.
Yeah, he definitely is. And when it's game time, I know that's a guy that's we could rely on. We could just throw it up to him, and he's going to go grab it.
Another little bit of news here. Apparently, Matt Nagy just said that Mitchell Trubisky will play Thursday in Cincinnati. To what extent, we don't know. Might be a series, might be more than that. How much do you expect to play?
Just about that. That's been the plan leading up to the game, is for us to play either a series or two, just to get a good game feel. And I think we're going to go out and compete well. We've been progressing each and every day, and this is gonna show on game day.
I know a lot of veterans, with that fifth preseason game, they were good not playing in the Hall of Fame game. You haven't done this yet. You haven't put on that Bears uniform yet. Did you sit there kind of thinking, maybe hoping, maybe wondering that you were going to do this or understand that maybe it's better to just take a couple of reps and not do it?
Yeah, I didn't take any reps last game.
Right.
But I was ready, though. You can ask anybody. I was fired up. So I'm ready. I'm ready for this opportunity coming up. It's really my first NFL game, and I'm looking forward to showing you guys something.
And you're good physically, because sometimes it's the time of camp where you're like, whew, it's been it can be draining.
Yeah, I've actually been doing pretty well. Our trainers here, excellent trainers, great facilities. So each and every day after practice, we're getting right in there. So.
Good. Well, thanks for taking the time to join us. Look forward to seeing you playing on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
That is Anthony Miller, Bears rookie wide receiver. It's been brought to you by Subway. Show them your app and wet your whistle during Free Drink Fridays. Just head to Subway restaurants every Friday and show them your Subway app for your free 21-ounce drink. Limited time only at participating restaurants. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. That was fun. What do you think? 312-644-6767 is our number. We're going to have Lawrence Holmes joining us at noon. We still haven't gotten into some of what I'm anticipating is going to be the Ohio State playbook here, the roadmap for ultimately the retention of Urban Meyer and all the attendant dollars he provides. So we're going to get into that soon on The Score.
Cubs fans, listen to every Cubs game here.
Just get the feeling there's going to be several more runs scored in this game.
Bodie drives one in the air. Deep left center. It's got a chance. Gone. Ball game tied 6-6. The pitch to Anthony. Swung on. Hit in the air. Deep right field. Cubs are going to win the ball game. Anthony Rizzo. A game-winning home run. Listen to this place.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Keep your car on the road with quality parts and Napa know-how. Let's cut to the chase on Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer's carefully lawyered statement that was delivered on Friday. Amidst all the rhetoric about following appropriate protocols and not being accurate and somehow not prepared for questions, here's the bottom line. Meyer lied. He lied at Big Ten Media Days when he said he didn't know about charges of domestic abuse made by then-assistant coach Zach Smith's ex-wife in 2015. While Smith was issuing his non-denial statement, Smith was giving a lengthy, completely ludicrous interview to ESPN in which he claimed that any bruises on his ex-wife were defensive. Ohio State should abandon its independent investigation and fire Meyer for lying about a very serious situation. I'm John Feinstein.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We're fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history. To make an appointment, call 1-855-894-0145 or visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey, Chicago. This is Boomer Esiason, former pro football quarterback. I insist on AZAK trim for my home. AZAK is the best high-performance trim on the market. With AZAK trim, there's no chipping and no cracking. AZAK is moisture and insect resistant, incredibly durable, and handles paint too. In fact, AZAK is backed by a lifetime limited warranty. And did you know that you could use AZAK trim as a ceiling or wainscoting inside your home? An awesome look. Check out AZAK.com. Long-lasting, low-maintenance, inspired design. That's AZEK.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Schneider is proud to announce two new easy ways to connect with driver recruiting: live chat and text to chat. Quickly get your questions answered and your job interview set up. But for everyone's safety, never while driving. Live chat is now available at schneiderjobs.com. Chat live today to find different driving jobs near you, or text chat, C-H-A-T, to 28000. That's live chat at schneiderjobs.com or text chat to 28000.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Something big just dropped at McDonald's. In fact, it's so big we think it's worthy of a beat drop. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's, featuring an all-time greatest hits lineup. The Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, and the Classic Chicken Sandwich. Choose any two favorites for just $5. There you have it. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's has officially dropped. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Purchase tickets.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, you fired up?
You guys, ask anybody, I was fired up.
It was fun talking to Anthony Miller, and you talk about someone looking the part of a professional wide receiver.
Word.
His hands are not just enormous, they are ridiculously strong.
We talked with Kevin Fishbane about, because Kevin has on The Athletic the piece up about Anthony and how he's been working into camp so far and going out to seek the ones, seek some reps against Amukamara and against Fuller and against Eddie Jackson, and how much he's, you know, tried to work that into his game. There's in that piece, there's a GIF, like a little video clip of Miller going up and getting one here in camp. I don't know how it got past the embargo, but it's there. Hopefully I didn't just blow up Kevin's spot, although it's on The Athletic, so I'm sure they knew about it. But the hands that he brings it down with, he's got giant hands.
Big mitts.
He's 5'11". And I mean, really, when he was up here,
arms are long,
he's really 5'11".
Yeah, he's got long arms and enormous and powerful hands.
We were talking to him, too, about Javon Wims, and he let us know, too, that Wims is getting some reps with the ones, with the top dogs here, too, in the last couple of days in camp. That, you know,
you see when you win the Ken Mastrolli Award, what happens in your life?
I'm not saying that it completely changes the outlook of the next 5, 6, 7 years for a pro player.
We'll be giving another one out Friday.
But it does. But it does change that. It does. It changes the outlook for you 5, 6, 7 years down the road. You win a Ken Mastrolli. But with the way those two different guys, you know, those two different body types at wide receiver figure to, you know, play in at goal line kind of stuff. I mean, go back and look at Wims' tape at Georgia. Like, he gets like 17, 15 yards from the end zone, and he just starts running through people. That's how he chooses to play. And Miller, you know, Miller does it a little differently. He gives you the feet. And it's cool to have.
I love that.
That's an awesome phrase.
I can give him feet.
Give him feet.
What happened? He gave me feet.
He gave me feet.
I didn't want feet.
I didn't. I was set up for arms. Shoulders, maybe, but not feet. I was not ready for feet.
Unfortunately, I have been given feet. So I guess per his scouting report, 10 5/8-inch hands. That's about right.
Really? That was... Okay. Giant hands.
Yeah.
Giant hands.
It's like the strength of it, too. Because, you know, some guys do the crusher handshake just to do the crusher handshake.
No, that was effortless.
Yeah, that's just his actual normal handshake.
That was a murder vice without any work.
He gives you the look in the eye, too.
Yeah, he did.
Straight in the eye. It's important. You learn a lot about a young man.
I'm always worried, too, because you get the handshakes from, like, athletes, and sometimes they go in because they know. They know that I don't have hands or arms like that, and they just go in to crush a knuckle.
Well, actually, some guys that I've been around, pitchers and some basketball players are so protective of their own hands, they don't want to do that. Surgeons are like that. But there's a wonderful surgeon who I had, unfortunately, too much experience with, because I was always cutting myself, not on purpose, but I got stitches everywhere. I've done a lot of dumb injuries. A lot. I had some that weren't my fault. I had some that were my fault. I closed a Swiss Army knife on this finger because I was trying to cut into a tennis ball because I was gonna
stuff an M80 in there or something.
No, a model rocket engine. An Estes D engine.
What, a D or a C?
A
okay,
D. Because we thought, what would happen?
it's going to explode. We're like, you idiots.
So instead of doing that, we went to the emergency room. But so he sewed me up there. He sewed me up here. When I got this stuck in a door, when I got a concussion, I was 20 stitches here. Here he did me too. Dr. Schutz and Dr. James Schutz, and he had a very, very sort of soft handshake. And I realized it's because he was probably being very careful. His hands, he was known for these tiny little stitches and leaving no scars whatsoever.
He
was the best of the best. And I always felt, and he looked exactly like John Belushi. Like, it was the weirdest thing.
With this strange handshake.
Right? No, but
it gives you the cold
seriously,
fish.
It's like they said, look, we got the best guy, and he goes, and I'm lying there in a hospital gurney. He's like, what'd you do this time? And he looks just like John Belushi.
It makes sense, the stupid injuries you have. I get into the car this morning with you. Thank you for the ride, by the way, down here to Bourbonnais.
My pleasure. I like the company.
I do not, you don't have to lie. I get in the car because I've given up the car myself. I've chosen to go carless. I don't know how much longer it's going to last. It's been fine so far,
right?
Carlessness. But I get in and you're covered with paint. You are covered with paint. There's paint on your knee.
I know.
There's paint on your elbow. You have paint on your shirt. So I assume that you were wearing this shirt yesterday because there's paint on your shirt. What the hell were you painting?
A bathroom. We did a little home improvement
project.
And you
still got it all over yourself?
Yes. I'm not good at painting, but we painted. We primed. And I masking taped. And we primed and we painted. And you should have seen me at Menards.
How did you get it on your shirt?
I don't know. I go into Menards and I went to the back of the paint counter. I said, listen, here's the deal. Treat me like I'm the dumbest person that has ever walked up to you and asked you anything. I'm going to paint a bathroom. I need you to walk me through what I need, and please don't sell me things I don't need, and explain to me what these things are, what they're called.
Guy immediately gets on the phone. Phil, yeah, we got a rook.
Yeah, no,
we got a noob.
But
time to sell him everything.
And he's just, I got out of there with, it was like $38 for everything. Well, I hadn't gotten the actual paint at that point. I had gotten the primer. The paint was like $30 because she wanted to pick out the paint.
I
she
got
wasn't
everything
there.
Except
the paint.
I didn't get the paint.
But no, he was super nice, and he's like, okay, this is a roller. This is a 9-inch roller. This does this. This is an edger.
Mm-hmm.
This is and it was great. I didn't watch any videos. We just kind of did it, and it's fine. It's going to surprise the kids when they get home from
camp. The crucial part is masking taping the room. Like, if you got crown molding or something like that, getting that taped. There's paint on your face, too, by the way. I'm just noticing that. you got to masking tape the crown molding. Make sure you get up there, because there's nothing worse than going. Because I'm looking for houses. That's what I'm doing these days. I'm thinking about buying. And you go into these places, and there's just this, like, quarter-inch line of white in between whatever color they've chosen to paint, line of white.
That's bad masking.
And crown molding. And that's what it is. That's a home
just,
job.
That's
bad masking.
That's poor masking.
You got to get the blue tape because that stuff comes off better. You got to get the painter's tape. It's the way to do it. It's worth the extra 10 cents.
Bernstein and McKnight brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. So on Friday, Urban Meyer releases a statement admitting to lying through his teeth to the media with multiple answers to questions at Big Ten Media Day about what he said he knew or didn't know about the 2015 incidents regarding his wide receivers coach, Zach Smith. So it's clear from that prong of the strategy that they know that being seen as someone who lies brazenly to the media doesn't hurt you.
No.
Because nobody really cares.
He doesn't have to tell the
truth.
He's
not under oath. And if
his job, nothing in his contract says tell the truth to the media. He's fine.
Right. But he blatantly lied. We'll get back to that in a second. The other prong of this strategy involved Zach Smith himself, who did one of these interviews that always bothers me. These one-sided interviews where sports media outlets offer an opportunity to an assailant to again blame the victim, again slam the victim as being at fault, which is exactly what he did, and said, I might have put my hands on her, but it was only to restrain her. And so he apparently has forgotten the text messages and the police reports that all sync up with him trying to strangle her.
Yeah, that's right.
Twice. Pick her up by the neck and strangle her. I don't really see how that's a restraint. How that is some sort of passive move on his part. It was just protecting himself or restraining her by grabbing her around the neck and lifting her up. But he was in another world. But this is going on almost simultaneously when Ohio State sent out the Urban Meyer thing. Like, he was caught off guard by the questions, and even though there were multiple questions, he had all the time in the world to understand what was going on. The timeline doesn't work. We know that. The timeline is obviously completely messed up.
Of course it is.
He kept the guy for 3 years. He knew exactly what was going on. He said he followed all the proper protocols and reported it to his bosses. Whether he did or not, he's still employed for 3 years. The other part of this, Ohio State fired him. There was a point where they realized we have to fire Zach Smith because of what he did to his wife. So the fact that they did that is critical. The fact that they actually got to a point of exposure 3 years too late, when Brett McMurphy's doing all the reporting, they got to a point where they realized this is untenable. We cannot have him as an employee of the university. So it matters that they did that, even though Meyer, remember, he didn't take credit for it.
Well, that's a decision.
No, he sent it up the chain.
Decisions get made, and there's a lot of people involved in that. So he wouldn't even say, yeah, I finally realized it was the right thing to do to fire him.
So where I think this is going, if they want to keep him, and I'm sure they want to keep him, I'm not sure they value replacement level Ohio State coach and for everything that they do. If they want to keep him, they go through this two-week whatever it's going to be with their blue ribbon panel of famous people. And you have him take responsibility in an over-lawyered way of understanding that he should have acted better late than never. They finally understood. And they'll say, now we have codified a zero-tolerance policy for all of our athletic staff, and now we're not in a position, it's out of our hands now, people will be dismissed immediately, blah blah blah. He gets to say he can do a little bit of a mea culpa, show a little bit of contrition, and then he can get on with it and get back to whatever he was doing. That's one thing they can do. Or they can realize, we screwed this up, we're still going to be Ohio State, we can get a really good coach, and we can get out of the rest of the money we have to pay him because this is for cause. And I think the only reason they would possibly do that, at least the way I look at it, he didn't just say, I didn't know. He said, it never happened. He said, I don't know who makes up or creates a story like that. He not only knew what happened in fine detail, his wife knew what happened in fine detail, his wife was in touch with the victim, he claimed it didn't happen. And what when a person of power, the most powerful person involved in this, mm-hmm. what that does, that is pure re-victimization. Nasty re-victimization. That's different than just lying to reporters.
Couple of things. We know a little bit about how Ohio State values replacement over Urban Meyer coaches, or at least replacement over Jim Tressel coaches, because when Luke Fickell had that job for 1 year, he had himself an okay season, I guess, and had himself decent, reports about how he was playing and coaching and whatnot. And very quickly, they took Urban Meyer from an ESPN job that he was at to just recuperate and come back to his mm-hmm. family, get in touch with his lifestyle, or whatever.
That was after 35 arrests at Florida?
31, I think. Okay. 31 Sorry. Arrests. I'm not
Sorry.
Exactly sure.
I don't want to add arrests. I want to put more arrests on him.
Did you double count somewhere? I think that's kind of how it tells you something about how they value replacement over Ohio State coach, because it's that program. That program, and it's been that way for a long time. I'll tell you this too. They impaneled, it's a six-person investigation, three of whom are, I guess, university employees, three or not. And to a certain degree, I don't know how much you're ever going to get the truth out of an investigation.
What more do you need to know? We've got it.
Or what kind of truth?
I'm not sure what people are doing. No. We have the text messages. We have the police reports.
Yeah.
What are you doing for 2 weeks?
If you fired him, right? I mean, if Ohio State fired him, then some sort of reporting or some sort of protocol had to be adhered to in order to fire him. Whether it was the right one or not should have already been decided. But you're going to impanel this investigatory thing, and you're going to have these reports. I was pretty convinced that they had decided to keep Urban Meyer when they let Urban Meyer put out his own statement in first person on Ohio State letterhead.
That was my instinct as well.
I don't know other situations where you're able to do that. Even the Paternos were, at their point, they were releasing statements through lawyers of lawyers, right? They were releasing statements on their doorstep. They were completely away for a little. I mean, this is, they didn't get a chance, at least not to the best of my knowledge. I looked for this over the weekend. It's possible I missed something because it was a little while ago, but they didn't get a chance on Penn State letterhead to issue their version of events and apology for and justification.
Well,
for
part of it was they fired him so quickly.
Or an action. Yeah, no, I mean, that's part of it, too.
That was that. You forget how fast the Paterno thing happened. The initial...
Yeah, maybe I do.
The initial firing, they did not dither.
And that's what ended up enraging.
Well, they have dithered here.
Yes, that's what they're doing at the moment. But like you say,
and they're buying themselves as much time as they can with statements on Ohio State letterhead and
timing it on a Friday afternoon. Yeah, they put it out exactly when you're expected to put it out, and it is his words per Ohio State official press release. He, as long as he's employed, you can't lose sight of this, as long as he clings to that job title with his little reptile talons, he is by far the most powerful person involved in this equation. Unless they decide he is gone and then figure out what kind of check they got to cut him, if any, as long as he's there, like you say, to this point, the inertia that we have, mm-hmm. indicates that he's more likely to stay than not. They might fine him. They might suspend him. They might explain to him, you know, this is kind of bad. You kept this guy around for 3 years knowing you were harboring a monster.
It's the best case scenario.
Right. And it wasn't just, people will frame it. There's another thing you're going to hear. You're going to hear a mistake. One bad judgment. When in fact, every single day you go to the office and know he's down the hall, it isn't just one mistake. It is a conscious 3 year long, and more than that, going back to 2009, even hiring him in the first place, more than that, it cannot be framed he slipped up.
It's going to be framed as Urban Meyer made a mistake in reporting the process. He made a mistake in going through the channels he was supposed to go through when he was going to go through. You're going to hear the word mistake, mistake, mistake over and over again. You know what word you're not going to hear? Is crime. You're not going to hear crime when it comes to what Urban Meyer did or didn't do. And I mean that because I'm not saying Urban Meyer committed a crime, but no one's acknowledging the fact that Zach Smith committed a crime. No one from that organization, no one from that university, no one from Urban Meyer's side is admitting that this happened.
And he's still diminishing it. You're putting him on the air in Columbus and giving him every place to say, yeah, we had a volatile marriage and she was a crazy one. Occasionally I had to restrain her. Read the police reports. Read the texts.
You're doing a horrible disservice to those who were affected by this, as Ohio State will do, in not mentioning that a crime was committed. If they do, hats off to them, I guess. Power to you for harboring a guy who had committed that crime for 3 years and finally acknowledging it after such. But that it'd be a step farther than some other or further than some other programs have gone, I suppose. I don't think they're going to take that step.
Victim blaming works, and fans who are craven enough to seize on any bit of revisionist history are going to do that. It's a retcon is what they're going to do. They're going to go back and rewrite what he did and what he meant to do, knowing that the fact that he stood up there and lied to reporters, that people don't care about that. It doesn't bother people that they're lying to reporters. What should bother people is the extent to which he said it didn't happen. That, to me, what that says to the victim, what that says about the way he could conceivably feel about future victims and anything else that happens. It's look, you knew the guy from Florida from everything that happened there. You knew the guy was a snake.
Of course.
You knew that the guy was a complete slime ball.
He sold you a year off as part of his own come to Jesus moment,
sure.
Right? He sold you a year off as part of his own reevaluating how a football team needs to run.
Yeah, I think this ends with a slap on the wrist, some sort of phony contrition on his part, and then they keep the band together, they keep the money rolling in, and they keep matriculating that ball down the field. When we come back, you have a chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score with a lucky text, so don't go anywhere if you want that opportunity. Bernstein and McKnight from Bourbon A on the score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey.
Four lefty starters. Is that good? Is that bad? What do you make of it?
It's a good thing for us just because of the quality of the people that we're running out there. It's not like we're running out four left-handers that, you know, we just picked out of a hat. I'm more than willing to take my chances with these four lefties, even though it is a little bit unusual.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
We women are redefining ourselves.
Let's also rethink how we care for ourselves.
Let's reject ordinary soaps and wipes and reach for Summer's Eve.
Because it's made just for us. pH balanced, gynecologist tested, and uniquely formulated for our intimate area.
For a clean confidence that redefines fresh.
Reinvent your routine. Summer's Eve. Redefine fresh.
Schneider is proud to announce two new easy ways to connect with driver recruiting: live chat and text to chat. Quickly get your questions answered and your job interview set up. But for everyone's safety, never while driving. Live chat is now available at schneiderjobs.com. Chat live today to find different driving jobs near you, or text chat, C-H-A-T, to 28000. That's live chat at schneiderjobs.com or text chat to 28000.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/backtoschool and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks head coach Joel Quenneville.
What's the proper way for us to interpret where Corey is and what he said?
Well, it's encouraging where he's at today. And we feel that, you know, when he gets on the ice again, he'll get a clear indication exactly how close he is to starting.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Texas.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is epic. Text EPIC to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is EPIC to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Boy, the painters are all riled up, man.
What did you do to get painters riled up?
I don't know.
Put it on your body instead of on the walls of your bathroom?
LMFAO, I'm a union painter. You guys have no clue what you're talking about.
I feel like masking tape is pretty important, union or no.
I specifically said, I don't know what I'm talking about. Why are you mad? So get the green tape. Don't use the blue tape.
I didn't know there was green
tape.
Blue tape,
is green garbage.
Tape?
Paint seeps through. Listening to you talk out your ass about home improvement is glorious. 312, real painters don't tape. 773, if they sold you primer, they sold you things you didn't need. 630, FYI, you didn't need the primer.
Okay. I thought you had the primer.
Okay, here's why we had... Okay, all right. It's a kid's bathroom that had been decorated for little kids.
Sure.
Okay, bright yellow. We had an artist come in and draw big smiling goldfish.
Yeah,
and there's
stuff.
Yeah, there's like a little crab and there's seaweed and bubbles everywhere, and it's like a bright yellow. So we had to prime. They said if there's artist paint on the walls, especially on a light colored or brightly colored, you know, whatever's on there, you're probably better off priming. So there, we did need to prime.
No, you didn't. No, as a union painter, you didn't have to prime. You didn't have the masking tape. Use the green tape instead of the blue tape if you do use tape.
Yeah, but this girl, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know I don't know it's what I'm talking about. I've never painted anything before.
It's entirely possible that we have no idea what we're talking about.
I used to make a model airplane and then not paint it because I didn't want to.
I find it surprising that you didn't watch any videos. I feel like that'd be up your alley. Any of the home improvement stuff that I've done, you spend like an hour and a half watching YouTube videos of people that look like they know what they're doing, figure out all the mistakes, and then go do it. You bleed less. At least that's what I found.
So my wife and I had an argument because we weren't sure when we were in the middle of it how it was going. Do you know how the paint's going to dry? You know, like, is it always going to be that color? Is it going to dry like that color? And I was using an edger thing. They sold me this cool, it's a rectangle with a holder, like a circular holder.
Okay.
And it's got little wheels up at the top.
So you just move it up.
And tick, 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 tick. And it just, you can do the top with this little edger machine.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool. But I got paint on the wheels at one point. So
and
it
you're
was,
edging the
it was
crown
paint,
molding.
It was painting on the ceiling, and I didn't know what to do. And I'm like, oh no, we have to paint the ceiling. And I just kind of ignored it. And I said, look, it's a kid's bathroom, big deal. And she says, well, you know, if it looks like crap, we're calling somebody in and we're going to have somebody do this over. And I said, no, whoa, 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 whoa. I said, hold on a second. If I knew that was on the table, I would have probably just done it.
Just had somebody come in the first place?
Right. Because yeah. I'm not doing it. Like, the idea of you and me doing a home improvement project together. And she wanted me to take a video of her painting and the whole thing. And she said, if you want to do this, you're committing to the fact that it could look like crap.
Was that the biggest argument throughout the process?
No. She said I was complaining too much.
What were you, who were you? You chose Color to me paint shocked. The bathroom. What were you supposed to complain about?
It was the ladder was kind of unstable when part of the ladder had to be in the tub, and it kept like rocking a little bit, and I go, and then there's paint. I was dripping paint on myself. And by the way, this whole thing, like making fun of me for getting, what have you ever painted in which you have not gotten paint all over yourself?
Sorry? No, it's not that you got paint all over yourself. It's that you painted yesterday and didn't clean the paint off of yourself. You are still painted.
This says, with all due respect,
were you painting this morning?
Why didn't you just farm this job out? Because she said, hey, let's do it ourselves. And I said, okay, we're looking for things to do together. The kids get home at the end of this week. We've had 2 months of just being the two of us, and we've never really done anything.
I'm all about the projects. I'm all about it. That stuff. But
see,
we're
not
have paint
generally.
On you.
It's not coming off. It'll wear off. It's fine. Well, I was trying to paint behind the toilet, and my knee was up against the wall.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen. There's no good angle to get back there.
No. Well, that was kind of her thing. Her arms and hands are smaller, and she was able to sort of get around and under there. And I kept hitting my head on things. And, hey, buddy, you know, I went out to the shed. I hit my head on a bunch of stuff.
Painting with a book on your head?
Yeah, but the brushes got all weird, and I just threw them out at the end.
Oh, yeah, don't keep the brushes.
Okay.
The hell with
I
it.
Felt
just
bad.
Throw those out.
Because they were cheap. He referred to them as one-project brushes.
I've been told that you can wash those, but I just don't see any impetus in doing that. There's no reason to get that thing done. Just toss them. Buy new brushes. Meanwhile, the White Sox have made 4 roster moves. I got really excited when I saw this email. I got super excited when I saw this happen.
Do tell.
Because our own Bruce Levine told Hit and Run just yesterday that he thinks this week, he's saying Eloy Jimenez is going to come on up. He didn't come up yet. I don't think Bruce is wrong. I'm hoping Bruce is right. He's certainly plugged into it. But instead of calling Eloy Jimenez up after Leury Garcia was placed on the 10-day DL, Dustin Garneau goes to Class AAA, and Ryan Lemaire comes back up, and Kevin Smith gets
These
reinstated
are
from the paternity
people.
List. No, those are real people.
No,
those
two
are real
them,
people.
At least two of them are made up guys.
None of them.
They just want to put out a press release.
None of them are Eloy Jimenez, and I really do think that at some point here, you get to a level with a prospect where Major League Baseball is part of the development. Feels like it's getting pretty damn close with Eloy Jimenez to being at that level. Chris Getz kind of mentioned that in Hit and Run yesterday. Bruce Levine seems to be reporting exactly that. I think we're very close. We're very close to Eloy in August.
The 206 says, this is all a lie. Dan is covered in paint because he wanted to fit in at Lollapalooza. Well, no, I did not apply my cleavage glitter.
Honey, we are all out of glitter. Just use the paint.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I did not. I didn't have my cleavage glitter spray and my bikini bottoms, my quote unquote top, like if
rag.
I don't know. My bet is that these daughters tell their parents, "Oh yeah, here's what I'm wearing to Lollapalooza," and the parents say, "Okay, that's fine."
jeans and a t-shirt. Right. There you go. That's great.
Right, or shorts. And what's with the jean shorts that are cut so high the pockets hang out?
Yeah,
have you seen that?
I don't really understand that.
The
look
pockets
either.
Are actually like flapping against the your quads.
I don't think those are functional pockets anymore.
They are.
Really?
I think so. They still exist.
Stuff a cell phone in a pocket
I guarantee you. I guarantee you they leave the house dressed much more modestly, and then they get downtown and they get off the train and they're half naked and they've got their cleavage glued around.
And that's how we used to do at Summerfest. It's exactly how you work that. Oh, yeah, I used to roll out the house in my my cargo shorts and my baggy T-shirt, and I'd show up in nothing but the thong. That's what you bring down there. That's how you do Summerfest.
I picture you in the Borat bathing suit.
Yep, just heading down there to a real big fish show, trying to find the Foo Fighters or something late. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how you do it.
Real big fish reference.
Oh, hell yes.
Wow. This says the 815, forget the paint job. How do I get rid of the kids for 2 months? It's called camp.
Camp. Overnight camp.
Yep. They get on a bus, they get on a plane, they go away for 2 months.
Although you did sacrifice some of the labor force at the house by sending the kids to camp. They could have painted. They could have helped you paint.
Are not for a second.
Bad idea.
You think I'm bad at stuff like that? Could you imagine?
Your kids are not painters? Not a future for them in the painting business?
I don't think so.
You didn't have a summer job like that where you know a bunch of college kids get paid a whole bunch of money to go paint houses and stuff?
No,
it was a good summer job for us.
Yeah, my neighbor has a company that hires college kids to do all that stuff.
It's a good way to make cash. Like if you don't have like the summer retreat to like restaurant, get like tourist restaurant to go work at or something like that, that's how I made a bunch of money for college. Drinking money for college was that. House painting, that worked too.
And the 515 says, props to Dan for doing a project with his wife. My wife and I are constantly doing this because we're worried about the kids leaving the house. And we'll have nothing in common. My greatest fear, the moment we're empty nesters, her looking at me and realizing that I'm little more than a gregarious garden gnome with zero skills and compatibility. Yeah, that's what people always say, like, oh, your kids are gone for 2 months. What are you and your wife going to do? And I said, you want the honest answer? We're going to sit in the living room and peer at our respective phones. That's what we're going to do.
It's not a great marriage to stay together, I'm told.
Hey, but you know what? If I always say, honey, who is the thing with the Charles Durning? Okay, yes. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lawrence Holmes is going to join us. He has some thoughts, some perspective on the weekend that he took in. He was Mr. Hall of Fame, Mr. Induction Ceremonies, and we're going to get, now that he's got a little distance from it, we're going to let him wrap up what it all meant, what it was, and how it all felt. That's coming up after an update on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.
For over a...
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973 when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text baseball to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
State Farm, this is Bill.
You finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect 2-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled GETQUIP.com/clean.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check.